Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Right, so we're back for a bonus episode.
Warning. On this podcast, we take the cases seriously, but not ourselves.
Although, we may attempt to lighten the mood at times.
Our episodes contain graphic descriptions that some listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. I think before we start, it needs stating that we have two guests here. We've got Norman and Ty in the room as we record this mini. Just if you hear any noise in the background, because you always go, it's fine, I can edit it out. He's going to end up like snuffling or something in the middle of a sentence and you're like, it's fucked, can't do anything with it.
I would be right.
I know that, but you get very stressed out about it. Anyway, picture it, Ohio.
Okay.
Are you picturing it?
I don't know what it looks like.
Okay, Cleveland, Ohio. You've never been. You can't really picture it, can you? You don't know anything about it.
Cleveland is like city, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just picturing a city.
Yeah.
If I say city to you, what's the first city that comes to mind?
Sheffield.
Oh. That's not good, is it?
It's not going to be fucking Dublin.
Anyway, Cleveland, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, the 22nd of June, 2019, at 12:15 a.m., 18-year-old Jalen Plummer entered the bedroom of his 62-year-old grandmother, Diane Madison. As she slept, Jalen stabbed his grandmother to her neck, head, shoulder, and hand.
You can't be doing that.
It gets worse. After this, Jalen entered another bedroom in the house and stabs his 10-year-old sister, 12-year-old brother, and 10-year-old cousin.
What?
No good.
Oh, so it's not an insurance job. But not insurance.
Like life insurance.
I was thinking, not life insurance, I was thinking inheritance.
Oh,
With the granny.
Yeah, because when you said insurance, I straight away went to like home insurance. Yeah, I'm like, what?
No. I meant inheritance with the granny. But that don't explain why all the siblings got
copped
done in.
It.
Yeah.
They didn't get done in. During this attack, his sister and cousin managed to escape, and they made their way to a neighbour's home who then called 911. Now, when police arrive at the home, they find Diane fatally wounded in bed, his 12-year-old brother, who had remained hidden within the home, and Jalen, covered in blood and hiding in the shower. Diane was pronounced dead at the scene, while Jalen's siblings and cousin were taken to the hospital. Two of the children needed emergency surgery, but all three did survive their injuries.
Oh, good.
Jalen was arrested and treated for injuries to his hands. He was charged with aggravated murder and three counts of attempted murder, and he was held on a $2 million bail.
And what did he do this for? Mentally ill?
Well, Jalen was psychologically evaluated by both a court-appointed and independent psychologist, and he was found to be sane at the time of the attack and competent to stand trial.
Oh.
Also, like I said, he was treated for injuries to his hands.
Yeah.
The footage of him in the court, that those hands are, both of his hands, bandaged to fuck.
Yeah, but how many times had he stabbed?
Well, that's what I mean. Like, so when you stab, like, obviously the blood and all, your hand can slip onto the blade.
Yeah.
But both of his hands.
See, that's why you need, I can't remember what it's called. Oh my God.
What?
Not a hand guard. Oh my God, what's it called? You have it on top of your handle. So it stops your hand.
Yeah, I know what you mean, like the safety thing. I don't know what you
I can't remember
call
what
it.
It's called, yeah.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
You need one of them.
A hand shield. During the trial, Jalen pleaded guilty. His attorney argued that Jalen had no prior criminal history, that he was a good student who was preparing to attend Notre Dame College.
Oh, I'll let him off then.
And that he also had no issues with his grandmother. So you were kind of saying, why did he do this? You know, was
he mental... clearly had a fucking issue.
You asked, was there any mental illness at play?
Yeah.
So nothing came up in a psychological evaluation.
Yeah.
But his attorney did state that Jalen had smoked marijuana prior to the attack and believes that it may have been laced with something else, namely PCP.
It can happen.
It can.
It, yeah.
Certainly can.
It definitely can. I'm actually surprised he went for guilty. I'm surprised he didn't say not guilty, it was self-defense.
Well, I did read articles that were saying pleaded not guilty, so I think he initially did and then later changed his plea.
Oh, I was larking about, I was joking.
Oh, I'm not.
He said not guilty.
I think that was the initial plea put forward, but he did ultimately go on to plead guilty.
He stabbed someone in the sleep?
He did, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But if his initial defence was going to be that, you know, he was under the influence of PCP or whatever.
Was he drug tested?
So I don't know if he was drug tested. The prosecution argued that there was no evidence indicating this to be the truth. You know, the PCP argument that was put forth. But I don't know if that means he didn't test positive for PCP specifically, or if that means a test was never administered.
No, they definitely would have.
You would think.
If they're using that as part of the defence, 100% the test.
No, but if that was part of the defence, they're not going to go, it was PCP. He listed PCP as what he thinks was the issue. And also, you would have had to have tested for previously compared to when it's going to trial. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So it could be the case that he wasn't tested at the time and we don't, you know, we can't know for a fact, or it could be an easy strategy for the defence to go, here, look.
Yeah, for some reason I'm imagining they're in court the next day sort of thing. But you forget it could have been 6 months.
Either way, Jalen was sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole after 30 years served. Now, if you didn't pick up on the name there, Diane Jalen's grandmother is Michael Madison's mother. Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's a bastard, isn't she?
She was not great to Michael.
Yeah.
They did say that Jalen had no issues with his grandmother. So if we're going off what you previously have heard about her and social services reports, not a great person.
I'm wondering if she was fiddling him.
Look, we don't know what the situation is, according to him, or at least his defence. They had no issues. That doesn't mean it to be true.
Yeah.
But there is also something to be said. You know, there's plenty of cases of people who have been abused by their parents. And by the time they have grandkids, suddenly they're this loving, doting grandparent.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, like, because he's male as well, they don't admit it. More often than not, they...
Yeah.
They're not going to own up to the granny doing stuff to him.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's it. Now you've said who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's that. And it, even in court, he don't want to say, this is why I did it.
It could be the case. We don't know, but...
No, actually, it doesn't make sense. No, because why would you go for all siblings? Yeah, no. Right, scratch that. He's a bastard as well. It's just a family.
You're completely ruling out the possibility of like a drug-induced psychosis.
No, I'm ruling out the reason why he did it is because the granny was
abusing him.
Yeah. Because it doesn't make sense.
But you just said he's a bastard. So, but are you trying to say that you think he's just a malicious little shit, or...
Well, it could have been the drugs, but we're never going to know that.
No, we won't know that.
No.
No.
No, what I'm saying is it rules out the abuse thing, because why would he go for all the siblings?
It doesn't necessarily rule it out. He could have wrongly taken shit out on other people.
Mm.
I know what you're saying. It doesn't seem that logical, but look, people do a lot of fucking shit.
Yeah.
I mean, look at his uncle, Michael. He was abused and went on to do horrific things. And it was the whole argument of, you know, you can do that and you know, it pushes you forward to be a better person. Other people are like, no, fuck you. I went through it. I'm going to do it too. But yeah, there you go.
Oh, well, thank you for adding on to the last one.
That's three we've done now where there's a family member who's also gone on to do something horrific.
Yeah.
No good.
Yeah.